Maseches Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim regarding someone who separated challah from dough that had less than the volume that would obligate him, less than the shear. And then afterwards, flour was added to the dough to make the proper shear. According to Rabbi Akiva, retroactively, the challah that he separated earlier is considered challah on behalf of the dough that now has the full shear. And the Chachamim hold that it was not binding. What he separated before was not challah, because at the time that he separated it, there was no shear for challah. And what he separated before is not challah. So Mishnah Hay brings a similar machlekes, a similar case between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Shnei kavim. If someone has two separate doughs, each one are a kav, and therefore each one individually is not enough to be obligated for the obligation for challah, they need to have a kav and a quarter, and each one's only a kav. Shenitzla chalasei shel zeh b'fnei atzmei v'shel zeh b'fnei atzmei. And the person took off challah from each one of the doughs separately. So here challah was taken off before it had the proper shear to be obligated in challah from these two separate doughs. Chazer v'asan isachas. And then he went and combined the doughs into a single two kav dough. So now that it's combined, it has the shear of challah. So the same machlekes, Rabbi Akiva paiter, Rabbi Akiva exempts, that this new dough is exempt from challah because it already had challah separated, and Rabbi Akiva holds retroactively that's considered challah. The Chachamim obligate this new dough that challah should be separated because the previous separations were not considered challah because they were taken before there was a shear of to obligate in challah. So it comes out, the Mishnah says, Nimtza chumrei chule, it comes out Rabbi Akiva's chumrei stringency that he says that the challah separated is binding and it has to be treated as challah and given to the kayin. It comes out a kula, because now when the doughs are mixed together, there's a leniency, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that challah no longer needs to be separated from this dough, whereas according to the Chachamim, challah needs to be separated from this new mixture of dough. Mishnah Vav discusses something called Chalas Dmai. And we've spoken about Dmai before, grain of Dmai in the past. This is a bit of a difficult Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisrael calls this Mishnah a difficult Mishnah. And there's different opinions what Chalas Dmai is. The Rav understands literally that it's talking about Chalas Demai. The Mishnah is going to give certain leniencies about this type of Chalas Demai. The Chazal were lenient on the requirements of how to make this Chal. The Rav understands that it's talking about grain that was Demai grain. Demai is grain that's purchased from Amma Arts, and it's questionable whether he took off Meiser. Midaraisa, you don't have to take off Meiser, you could rely that he did. Midrabanan, there was a requirement to separate Meiser again. However, their leniency is that Demai could be fed to the Aniyim, to poor people, without separating Meiser. Chazal relied on the fact that Me'ikar Adin, we can rely on Midaraisa that Meiser is taken off. And so when it comes to feeding poor people, they were lenient and they did not require Meiser to be taken off of produce of Demai. And according to the Rav, similarly, the same leniency is that when you're feeding the poor people from this challah, from this grain, that's Demai grain. So if you're using it to feed poor people, just like you won't have to separate Meiser, there's other leniencies that come along with the halachas of challah as well. So we'll read through the Mishnah according to the Rav's explanation, and then we'll speak out another explanation from the Rambam. The Mishnah says, Noitel Adam kidei challah me'isa shalei harma chalasa. A person can take some dough that he wants to use for challah, and this dough is shalei horma chalasa, it's from dough that never had challah separated from it yet, meaning it's dough that's obligated in challah, and he takes it, la'asaisa betara, that he's going to treat it betara and keep it tar, and so he now has a piece of dough that he separated, he's going to treat as tar dough, and he's going to use it as challah, li'ais mafresh alea v'heilich challas demai. To continually be mafresh with this pile of dough that he just picked up as challah, to use it for multiple times to designate portions of it as challah on behalf of challah's demai. And over here, the Mishnah is going to explain further that we're even talking about Chalas Demai, that's even tummy, that he can use the Tahar dough, and he's using making multiple batches of Chalas Demai. That's Chalas from grain that was Demai grain purchased from Am Arts, and he's making it to feed the poor people without separating Meiser. It has other leniencies already on it. And he can go and make one batch and designate a little bit of this pile of Tahar dough as Chalas on it. And he can continually doing that, make another batch of Chalas Demai, designate another piece of this pile of Tahar dough, and so on and so forth, Ad Shetisrach, until the pile of Tahar dough that he's using as Chalas, until it spoils and it's no longer edible, then it can no longer be used as Chalas. And the Mishnah explains what the leniencies are here, and explains why they're allowed. Chalas Demai, because regarding this Chalas Demai, that is Chala from produce purchased from Am Aretz, Nitalas Minatar ala Tami, one is allowed to take from Tahar dough on behalf of Tami dough, so he can go and take Tahar dough and designate it as Chala on behalf of the Tami, Chalas Demai dough. And also, Vishalem and Amukav, also even if it's not in close proximity, normally when separating Chala, it has to be in close proximity from that dough area. Here, he has a piece of Tahar dough that's in a separate area that he constantly is using a portion of it on behalf of batches of Chalas Demai, even though they're not in close proximity, that's allowed here, and that's the unusual leniency that was allowed for Chalas Demai. That's the Rav's explanation that Chalas Demai is from produce purchased from Am Haaretz. The Rambam learns that Chalas Demai over here doesn't mean literally Demai, has nothing to do with Am Haaretz, rather it just means dough that it's questionable if Chala was ever separated. So it's similar to Demai, because Demai is questionable if Ani took off, if the Am Haaretz took off Meiser. This is similar in the fact that it's also questionable. It's questionable if Chala was ever separated from this dough. Nothing to do with Am Haaretz. Someone made a batch of dough, and they're unsure if they ever separated Chala from that batch. So therefore, in this suffix situation, the Rabbanan gave certain leniencies, and then the Mishnah reads as follows, the same way that there are leniencies given that the person can separate Minatahar Alatame, and also Shalayman Amukif, even if it's not in close proximity to this Chalas Demai, to this questionable batch of dough that he doesn't know if he took off Chal off of it. So there's leniencies given in how he will now separate Chal from it.